Streaming now on the ABC Listen app. This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Craig Zonka and Loretta Ryan.
Time to share the incredible story of another finalist in our Community Spirit Awards. The last month we asked you to nominate those who are making a difference in your neighbourhood. Today's finalist is Robbie Curtis, who is the director of the Emmanuel City Mission, a homeless shelter at South Brisbane that provides a daytime sanctuary for those living rough. I dropped into the shelter to see Robbie's important work firsthand.
Hi guys, I'm Robbie Curtis and welcome to Emmanuel City Mission.
Okay, Robbie, take me around. We're entering the building here, which is off Maryvale Street. What have we got here in this first room?
So within our welcome space, we come in the roller door and we have a large room where there's self-service foods throughout the day, from tea, coffee, through to cereals, a cereal bar that runs all day, toast in the mornings, and people are able to be recipients of these services at a zero cost every day, 7 days a week.
You've got a few volunteers. Where are your volunteers from?
You've got some great volunteers at the backbone of the place. Volunteers come from just within the local community, the wider Brisbane community, from different networks that we're a part of, right through to community engagement through university, people on placement with their TAFE diplomas and lots of young people as well that will volunteer throughout the year at different times, schools and other groups, yeah.
All right, Robbie, take us through to this main room. What's this about?
Yeah, so this is our main space, the large room in the back of the warehouse. Effectively, this building's a warehouse. And people can sit at some high-set tables and consume foods and teas and coffees and whatever else we're serving. There are bench seats throughout the venue where people can recline during the week, so they can sit back or kick back and have a rest if they like. We supply some basic bedding for the hours that we're open in the day. Kitchen, toilets, hygiene services, 2 showers, 2 washing machines, 2 dryers. So it's a bit of a happening space, but it's ultimately just a large open plan room that offers the really essential services to those whom utilise this place.
How many people would you get coming in during the day?
We gauge a lot of it off our meals. Yesterday we did 105 meals. So across the lunch window, there we estimated between 105 plus meals were served. So that's a bit of an indicator of the number of visitors we call that comes through this space each day. We can have a small day of 40 people, but a bigger day, probably our biggest day on record is more like a 130. Across a 6-hour window though, so it's not all at once, but certainly people coming and going.
ABC Radio Brisbane, Robbie Curtis is with me. He's the director of Emmanuel City Mission, and that's where we are. Robbie is a finalist in the Community Spirit Awards. Robbie, what got you into working in this space?
I guess I've just got a passion for people. That passion for people as a primary thrust in my life came from a powerful experience I had at 20, sort of a pilgrimage with celebrating the life of a lady called Mother Teresa and her great life and legacy. And was inspired by very much, I guess, just her giving of her life in service. And that same service impacted me. And I really wanted to follow in those footsteps, not desiring to be a priest, not desiring to take on religious life, but as a layman, really, as someone who's a family guy, just wanting to communicate and look to try and respond through serving those in the community, serving those whom are struggling in tough seasons of life, people who might find themselves homeless or people being released from having been a life in custody, whatever it may be, those whom have fled really dire circumstance. So that's where I found myself, but very much came from a personal passion, conviction, and one of personal transformation.
Robbie, could you introduce me to someone who maybe has been helped by Emmanuel City Mission?
Yeah, I'd love to introduce you to Chris. Incredible, incredible person, incredible man.
Chris, how long have you been coming here?
Off and on for probably about a year and a half, yeah.
And what brought you here?
Firstly, the facilities, and then secondly, the facilities were the people that run it. And then thirdly, the atmosphere and environment that's in here, yeah.
And why did you need to come here?
Well, there's not a lot of resources in Brisbane for people that really need help. So you end up on a bit of a merry-go-round, and to get out of that merry-go-round and to break that merry-go-round, you know, you need people with big hearts. And Robbie and his family and his band of helpers have certainly created an altruistic environment here that really helps people. I grew up in a pretty affluent home on the northern beaches of Sydney, and I travelled the world, and I got caught up in the drug scene, and sort of breaking that cycle has certainly been challenging for most of my life. And I guess sort of what led me to being here is sort of not being able to help myself and believe in myself. And when you've got a place where you get empowered, you know, just by who you are, that certainly helps you grow as a person. Yeah.
How did they do that for you?
Genuine care. And when you're on the street, you can see when somebody's genuine or not. And, you know, to come into this place, you certainly feel a lot of love and a lot of care.
And I guess the first day was hard for you, but how did you get through to, you know, keep coming?
One foot in front of the other, yeah. So, you know, having a little bit of a support network where you can actually talk to people, where people really listen and genuinely care and remember the things you say. I mean, that's a gift, you know.
And how's life for you now?
Better, you know. Yeah, it's still one foot in front of the other, but yeah, you know, I'm in a safe place with people that care about me, you know. And there's millionaires out there that are CEOs that still don't have that. So I mean, you know, I'm blessed. Yeah.
Yeah, he's blessed. That's Chris telling us his story and how he's been helped by the Emmanuel City Mission there at South Brisbane. Now, director Robbie Curtis, who you heard earlier, he's a finalist in our ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.